This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Our beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Night number 29, Ramadan 2019. And very likely the last night of Ramadan. Last night of Ramadan. And I'm glad to see there are a lot of sad faces when I say that. That even though it's been a long month and it's been many late nights, and I know many of us are tired, many of us got sick during the month, everyone is hoping and praying that, you know, the mankakers don't let them see the moon tomorrow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either He gives 30 days or 29 days, but the reward remains the same. And we still have one night. This night could be Laylatul Qadr. So make the most of it, subhanallah. And keep in the back of your mind, I keep in the back of my mind, what if I don't get there? What if I don't get to Ramadan 2020? I don't make it. I only have tonight. It comes down to tonight. If there's any dua that hasn't been accepted, tonight is the night to make it. If I'm still not on the list of those who are saved from the fires of Jahannam, then tonight is the night to make it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the good deeds we've done this month. The few that we have done, may Allah multiply it and magnify it, for He's ash-shakur. Of the emotions that we feel, we will always feel we don't do enough. We always feel, I could have done a little bit more. There were nights when I could have, should have gotten up half an hour earlier. There's some things that I've forgotten. And it's good to have that motivation. But also towards the end, right at the end, two hadith comes to mind. Number one, Prophet says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Allah will bless your deeds, will bless you the way you end it. So try to end off on a high tonight, tomorrow, end off on a high. And right at the end, even after that, the Prophet says, when a person comes close to death, comes close to the end, then Allah is as my slave thinks of me. And you should have good thoughts about Allah. Now we get to the end about what we have done. We only get to a certain point, Maghrib time tomorrow, that's as much as we can do. Now we leave the rest to Allah. And now we put our faith and trust in Allah. That the little deeds that we've done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may He accept. And where we've fallen short, He will cover them up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our du'as and grant them for us, or give them even better than what we've asked. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us freedom from the fire of Jahannam. As great as our sins might be, Allah's rahmah is bigger than that. As great as our sins might be, Allah's rahmah is bigger and wider than that. And as we make that dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are al-afu, you love to make afu. He loves making afu, He loves to forgive. We don't have to, you know, really struggle for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give for those who ask. Beautiful hadith, the Prophet says, whoever raises his hands, Allah becomes shy to let those hands go empty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have good thoughts of Allah, have positive thoughts of Allah. Even if we have fallen short, do our best in what remains of the month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Ameen. We continue with our tafsir, our chronicles of Bani Israel, and the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Might be the end, as we said, until next year, inshallah, we don't know, we'll find out. So Nabi Musa, he ran away from Egypt. He has a death sentence on him. And he leaves Egypt, and he gets to the city of Madian. And then he meets up with a family, and subhanallah, he even gets a wife, he gets a job, he gets a home, and he promises to stay in Madian for 8 to 10 years. 8 to 10 years. A lot of little benefits to take, and we can't go through all of them. As we said, one beautiful thing was, Nabi Musa, he had nothing to give. He was the poorest man in that area, but he could help these women, and so he helped them, and he made a dua, and Allah gave him, his situation changed overnight. Now remember Nabi Yusuf, how his situation goes up and down? Same with Nabi Musa. Situation goes for the prince, he has nothing, and then he makes a dua, and he gets, you know, something, he gets something even better. Also, subhanAllah, for the sisters, you always make dua for that prince to fall in your lap. Here, Nabi Musa basically fell in the lap of one of these girls, subhanAllah. And maybe that prince doesn't come the way you thought. He comes broken, he comes a beggar, he comes with a criminal record. But subhanAllah, you made dua for that prince. You know, Allah, you want that prince, Allah gives it to you in a different way. And how did this woman, subhanAllah, Allah chose her to give her the man who Allah will speak to directly. Above all the Anbiya, Allah says, I have favored Musa with my kalam, that I spoke to him directly without an intermediary. So this sister, subhanAllah, what did she do to get this Nabi of a husband? All we know about her is she looked after her father in his old age. She was caring of her father, and she took his advice and she listened. Sometimes you want a husband, and we think we'd go against what our parents tell us, and we disobey them, and therefore we don't get the partners we want. Listen to the parents, they know best, subhanAllah. So now Nabi Musa has stayed a number of years in Madian. again, whether 8 or 10, we don't know. And something in his heart is calling him that he's meant for more than this. What did he do in these 10 years? He was a shepherd. And as every Nabi, as we know the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, every Nabi of the Anbiya were shepherds, even Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's part of Nabi training. Your articles to be a Nabi is to do shepherdry. You need to look after sheep. And as we said, if only our politicians, maybe if they spend some time looking after sheep, because if you can't look after sheep, you can't look after people. Right? So, he has spent 10 years as a shepherd now. And now it's time for him for something else. So Nabi Musa, for whatever reason, we don't know, Allah doesn't give the details, he takes his family and he wanders off outside of Madian and he finds himself in Sinai. Sinai is basically in the north of Egypt. It's basically between Palestine and Egypt. And he gets lost with his family. Middle of the night, dark. Now if you're alone with your family in the desert and you're lost, it's basically a death sentence. You're dead. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى Allah says, and once Musa has finished the ajal, the time, وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ and he traveled with his family, آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ التُّورِ نَارًا قَالَ لِأَهْلِي أُمْكُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ جَذْوَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ So they stuck in the middle of the desert. It's pitch black, can't see anything. And he doesn't know which way to go. He has completely lost. And so Nabi Musa sees in, close to the mountain of Tur. In the direction of the mountain, he sees a fire flickering. And his family can't see it. And he says, I can see it, but no one else can see it. So he says, okay, you stay here. We don't know who those are. That could be bandits. That could be someone good. Could be someone bad. You wait here. Let me go and find out what is that fire. Maybe I can get some information from those people. Maybe I can bring back some ember so we can be warmed. And in Surah, so this is in Surah Qasas. In Surah Taha, Allah uses a play on words. Beautiful. Allah says, Nabi Musa says, let me go to the mountain, to the fire. Perhaps I'll find the hidayah, huda. I might find huda. Meaning directions, but huda also means guidance. Maybe I'll find guidance at the fire. Obviously, Allah intends greater guidance than direction. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا So once Nabi Musa came to the fire, so he's in a bit of a, so he climbs up, gets onto a little bit of a plateau, he comes to an open area, and he sees this bush, this plant is covered in flames, but it's not burning the plant, the bush. So it's a very strange thing. And Nudiya ya Musa, a voice speaks out of the fire. This is the voice Laftul Jalal. May Allah, you know, subhanAllah, Allah is above all likeness in a manner which befits His majesty. Allah's own voice, subhanAllah. And He said, O Musa, His name, someone calls Him from the fire, Ya Musa. And Nabi Musa is shocked. He doesn't know what to do. He's stuck. And the voice continues, Inni ana rabbuka. Verily, I am your Rabb, I am your Lord. And now the first commandment. What's the first? So if ever you ask, what is the first command Allah gave Nabi Musa? It's this command. فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ Take off your shoes, O Musa. إِنَّكَ بِوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى You are in a very sacred valley, Tuwa. Take your shoes off. So Nabi Musa now removes his shoes. He removes his shoes. وَأَنَا The voice continues. Allah continues. وَأَنَا أَخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى And O Musa, I have selected you. I chose you. Of all the people on the earth, I have personally selected you. فَاسْتَمِعْ That's not, he didn't just say istami', fastami', listen very carefully about what I'm going to reveal to you. I'm going to tell you something very important. So Nabi Musa is standing there, his shoes are off. One of the reasons shoes off, we'll get to know why, so he can't run away. Allah says, Inni ana Allah, verily I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana. There is none worthy of worship, there is no ilah except me. Fa'budani, so worship me alone. We said, this sentence here is the Quran. This sentence here is our deen. This is what it means. May we die with this kalima. May we die with the kalima of La ilaha illallah on our tongues, and may our actions and our life manifest the kalima. So Allah continues, Wa aqimis salah li dhikri, and continue to make salah and remember me, have remembrance of me. So Allah says something next. Inna sa'ata atiya. The hour is coming. Now, subhanAllah, this was maybe 10,000 years ago. Allah says, the hour is on its way. Qiyamah is coming. Akadu ukhfiha li tujaza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. I have almost kept it completely hidden. Like 100%, but like 99% it's hidden, so that I can give everyone a reward for which they are tas'a, what they are rushing towards. Whatever you are rushing towards, Allah will give you that what you are rushing towards. So ask yourself, what am I rushing towards? Why does Allah say, I have kept it almost a secret? Why almost a secret? No one knows when it is, but He did give signs. Allah has given signs, indications of it. Allah did give indications of it, and so we can prepare. Now subhanAllah, as we said, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, of the major signs is the coming of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the end of Nubuwa, the end of revelation. And His coming was almost preceded by Qiyamah. So we are really at the end of, we are in extra time, we are in injury time, subhanAllah, of this dunya, close to the end of times. And if you look at the minor signs, I'm going off on a tangent here, if you look at the minor signs of Qiyamah, there are 10 big ones, there are many, many minor signs, almost 300. Most of them, we could say about 80, 90% of them have already come true. Most of them are as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet had predicted. And now subhanAllah, we're getting close to the end. So now Allah says, O Musa, the hour is coming. I'm keeping it hidden so that I can reward everyone for that which they do. فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنْ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى فَتَرْضَى. So Allah says to Nabi Musa, so do not let one avert you from it who does not believe in it and follow his desires, for you would perish. Fatarudah. Hawiyah is like a big hole in Surah Qariyah. Hawiyah is a hole. So Allah is saying, do not follow someone basically who does not believe in Qiyamah and you'll fall off the cliff. Someone who follows their desires. They follow emptiness. And Hawa is emptiness, and they'll basically push you off the cliff. And now Nabi Musa, now you can imagine, subhanAllah, picture the scene. Nabi Musa is like standing there, he doesn't know what to do, what to say. He didn't expect to be this conversation. I'm Allah, I'm speaking to you, Qiyamah is coming, listen to what I'm going to say. So now Nabi Musa is like standing there, frozen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes the discussion. Allah says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what is that in your right hand, O Musa? What's in your right hand? Now what does he have? He has his staff. Nabi Musa had like a big stick, like this thing, like this mimbar stick. Right, so Nabi Musa is standing with us. Allah says, what do you have in your right hand, O Musa? Why? And you'll find the whole time Allah says at the end of the sentence, Musa at the end. Why at the end? Now, those of us who are parents, you come in, okay, Abdul Aleem, now we know Thawban is a very good boy, he never does anything wrong. But if you come into the room and you find Thawban doing something naughty, what's the first thing you say? Thawban, right? You first say is the name, when you hear your name, it's usually to reprimand. But when you say it at the end, it's not a reprimand. So if Allah said, Musa, what is that in your right hand? Versus, what is in your right hand, O Musa? As a gentleness. And Allah says, Ya Musa. Look at the way Allah speaks to Nabi Musa. So Nabi Musa, and this is, we can't say a funny, but a light side. The way Allah preserved the way Nabi Musa himself spoke. You can see, it's someone who is completely shocked. So he's standing there and Allah says, what do you have in your right hand? And Nabi Musa says, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. This is my stick. أَتَوَكَّ عَلَيْهَا. I lean on it sometimes. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي. And sometimes I make shh for my animals. I move them. وَلِي فِيهَا مَآرِبَ أُخْرَى. And I do other things with it. Nabi Musa doesn't know what to say to respond here. So Allah says, قَالَ أَلْقِيهَا يَا مُوسَى. Throw it on the ground, O Musa. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. So he, Nabi Musa, threw the staff on the ground and it became, not فَأَصْبَحَ, Allah didn't say it became a snake, فَإِذَا هِيَ, it was a snake. It was a snake, تَسْعَى, moving very fast. In another ayah, it describes this snake as being a huge snake. So it's a big, fast-moving snake. Before it landed, it was a snake. And in another surah, Allah says, don't run away, O Musa, come back. So Nabi Musa freaked out, and he ran away. And that's why maybe his shoes were off, right? Allah says, take your shoes off before he... So he ran away. Allah says, come back, O Musa. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. Allah says, take it and don't be scared. Now, is the stick a stick or is the snake? When Allah says, take it and don't be scared. It's a snake. Allah says, take the snake, pick it up and don't be scared. So, the beautiful language here, Allah says to us, obey me. Sometimes it might not seem, I must give my zakah, I mustn't take interest, but that will make me rich. Allah says, you do it, don't worry, I will look after you. Allah standing with, trust me, pick that snake up, and don't be scared. You just do what I say. You follow the command, and then everything will be okay. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. I will return it to its former condition. So Nabi Musa obviously picks, grabs the snake, and it becomes a stick again. And then Allah says, وَدْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى. And put your hand into your side. Put it under your side. Your right hand, put it to your side, and take it out, and it shines bright like a light. And without any disease, because sometimes if your skin goes white, it's vitiligo, it's a disease. Allah says it shines bright, not with a disease. It's another sign, two of the nine signs that Musa will get. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى. So that I may show you of my greater signs. Now what is all this about? Allah says, all of this, the reason why I've done all of this, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. Go back to Fir'aun, for he has transgressed. And we'll continue this next year, inshallah. Well, you can read the Quran and find out. You all know what happens. But we'll continue. Nabi Musa alayhi salam has to go all the way back to the one place he doesn't want to go, into the palace, and show these signs to Fir'aun. Remember, Allah began the story. He's going to rise up the Bani Israel and return them. So subhanAllah, we'll get to, hopefully, may Allah grant that we're all here next year. So we'll continue our series next year, inshallah. Last night's question: which city did Nabi Musa leave after he left Egypt? Which city did he run to after the killing incident? He of course went to the city of Madian. The city of Madian. And then tonight, there's not really going to be a quiz after this, but just a question: where did Nabi Musa get his first revelation? Jabal Nur, Jabal Tur, Jabal Rahma, or Jabal Musa? Which Allah says at which mountain? The Mount of. Okay, that's the answer. Now we need to draw a quiz quickly. The draw, the lucky draw. There's still some prizes to give. We didn't do it last night, so there's some prizes to give out. Tonight, everyone's going to get a prize. Some will get more than one prize. Alhamdulillah. So if you haven't gotten a prize and you've made your du'as, right at the end, you might get accepted, right? One prize. One for the brothers and one for the sisters. Two. How many, Ubaid? How many prizes? Four. Two males, two guys, two girls. Shu'ayb Benjamin. Shu'ayb Benjamin. You got one. Also got one, subhanAllah. Thoban, you, mashallah, Thoban, you get a prize, mashallah. Okay, so Thoban is first up. Muhammad France, mashallah, Uncle Buta Muhammad. So now two sisters, subhanAllah. Fatima Riftin, did you get? Fatima Riftin, mashallah, okay, Fatima. Tasneem Williams, mashallah, okay, alhamdulillah, there we go. Those are four people. But that's our last quiz, inshallah, for this year. And but there's more prizes, I understand. Is everybody, the Zamzam, firstly, everyone, the sisters, the brothers from Saudi, Jazakallah Khair, they've shared a glass of Zamzam for everyone. So we ask Allah to grant us shifa'ah through the Zamzam, all those who are sick, and Allah increase us in sustenance. Then, before Uncle Saeed is going to speak, just a reminder that if you'd like to contribute to the Maharajan, please speak to Buddha Talib. Tonight's the last night for fitrah. Please, if anyone hasn't paid their fitrah yet, 40 rand per person, please, just give it to Buddha Talib. And we will have Qiyamul Layl tonight, still 9:30. It's still an odd night. And of course, our Eid program will begin 7:15. And then we will move on to the Eid. We'll do our Eid program here. We'll be finished. And then we'll go towards the Eidgah as well and join them as well. But now I call upon our chairman, our chairperson of the Burhanul Islam movement, Uncle Saeed. And we ask him to share some words with us. Jazakallah khair.
Shukran, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it's amazing that Ramadan has come to an end. When it started, we thought there were 29 or 30 days, and it went by in a flash. And we're sitting now, maybe on the last night of Ramadan. Sheikh, I just want to make some comments on our politicians and sheep. If indeed that was the case, we run a risk of not having any sheep left by the time that they are there. So, the way things are going these days.
Okay.
It is my great pleasure and to express our thanks to everybody that contributed to all the happenings in the masjid during Ramadan over these last 28, 29 days. It is always amazing that there are so many moving parts for all the activities during Ramadan. And it somehow just comes together. But it comes together with a great degree of effort and a great degree of commitment from all those involved. And many do not see behind the scenes what happens, but it just happens. And behind the scenes, there are always a huge or a small army of people that enables it to happen. And it's our time to say thank you to those that have played those roles. First of all, the Khufaz who led the Tarawih Salah. May the Allah Almighty bless you and your family with good health, khair and barakah, and rahmah, and may all your endeavors be crowned with success. Amin. Inshallah. So for our Khufaz, Wafiq Simon, Qari Nadim Dawood, Ihsan Abdul Rahman, Muhammad Yaz Sangre, and Uthman Isaacs, and last but not least, a little impressive Thoban. Please do come up and let us share with you our appreciation. Now for our Ramadan Bilals, it is with fierce thanks and appreciation for your presence and contribution in making Tarawih Salah a special and memorable experience. Alhamdulillah, and shukran to all of you. Hamim Khan, Fuad Peters, Riyad Peters, Yazid Imran, Shaheen David, Ibrahim Abrams, Shaukat Ahmed, Adnan Van Heerden, Yusri Doughty, Abdul Aziz White, Muhammad Sali, Rushdin Arifdin, Adib Sali, and Uzay Slaman. Please, Sheikh, if you don't mind, handing out our little presents to them. Then to our Imama team, Sheikh Muhammad West. And Sheikh, really, you know, it is just, I'm lost for words to say to you how grateful we are for the time you've spent with us, for the sacrifices you've made to being here every night, and to have really captured us with the Quranic stories of Yusuf, and now with Musa, and the continuation of that. Sheikh, from us, our sincere appreciation for that. And then to Dr. Majdi Basir, who so ably assisted Sheikh in sharing the imamah duties. Then we've got a Buka catering team. Now for those, most of us will know that every iftar we had a group ranging from anything from 25 to 30 odd people here every evening. And they were ably served with savouries and eats. And to Ihsan, who led the team, and they put in all sorts of efforts, you know, shukran very much. And to Yusuf Johar, who's always around and forever hiding there behind the little column there, but being visibly invisible. A great thank you to you. And may your efforts be rewarded abundantly. Amen, inshallah. Then there's the WhatsApp technical team, Ubaid Basir, who sends out all the notices and who sends out the happenings of the evening before. And he sends it out not only to those who are here, to everybody that's on the list, so that the information shared with us is shared greatly and widely. Shukran to you. Then there's the Salatul Layl catering team. And Fadla, shukran to you. Fatima, to you also. And again to Ubaid Basir. Jazakallah. That brings to a conclusion our appreciation, sharing our appreciation until now. We have another set of thanks to say, but that is for the Salatul Layl Khufaz, and they will come somewhat a little bit later, as I understand, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Maaf, I know everyone wants to get wrap up, but I got a message from one of the old murids from the Moors family, and for those who are Burano stalwarts, they would know the family, Ihsan's family, and just to say, to be part of this organization, and subhanAllah, for those of you who are visitors, there's so much that happens behind, and the people really, I mean, I'm in the forefront, but you don't get to see, I get to see really the hard work that's done behind the scenes, and the murids of this masjid and the team, hard working people, and they don't want to be known. There's a lot of people that do so much work. And this goes all the way to the beginning of Ramadan, from putting the Buka treats together, the Taraweeh survey that was on the Muslim Views, the expos. There's a financial team that put financial statements together. Not so exciting, but it takes a lot of work as well. And of course, the masjid that gets cleaned every day. We don't see where that happens. The masjid was painted as well. We don't see what happens. The sound system was improved. Camera was installed. That will also go live, inshallah. As we said, there were those who handed out dates in the road. So many things. The soup kitchen that has been going every single day. How many people are being fed? So many things are happening in this organization. And really, the superstars of this organization, they don't want to be known. They put us to shame. They really, subhanAllah, Allah knows who they are. And may Allah reward them and bless them and increase them. May Allah preserve them. And of course, our leadership, Uncle Saeed, Puta Talib, our leadership through their guidance. And last but not least, we thank you, Murid, for those of you who came here, for sharing your ibadah with us. That is the greatest blessing of all, that your deeds will be part of our deeds, inshallah. We hope on the day of Qiyamah, part of the scales of goodness, you share that with us. Thank you for choosing Burhanu and those on the WhatsApp line. You're not here with us, we know you're with the spirit. All we ask is keep us in your du'as. May Allah accept from all of us. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.